afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm one of the hosts, Pat Francis.
Oh, hey, Pat Francis. Gary Lucy here. How you been?
Gary Lucy, you're the other host.
That's right. One of those. And,
don't sell yourself short, Gary.
I'm sorry. Just, all right.
And I'm the silent partner, Matt Belknap.
Oh,
see?
Wow. From a 1920s movie.
That would be funny 40s? If I said that really loud.
Because you're silent.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
cool.
The joke.
Kyle's with us today.
Kyle's sitting in. People at home are thinking, what the fuck does that Kyle kid do?
Yeah.
He's making things happen.
I think a few people in this room might be thinking that too.
We'll all be working for him someday.
Kyle, you've set in on what, 11 or 12 records?
It is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Just going to just see how it's done.
Look, I don't tell him to come. I go, do you want to come? And he says yes.
He's got nothing going on.
Gary, what's been going on since we saw you last?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that. Been on that job hunt. You know, that's a grind.
I'm back on that too.
I had the greatest interview I've ever had in my life. I was just like, I was in the zone. Mm-hmm. I was just like sinking in threes from all over the – it was like unbelievable, sparkling.
And then?
Nothing. Nothing. It was for a sort of show, High Diving with the Stars.
What?
I wish I was making it up. But
they're going to take celebrities,
yeah,
and teach them to high dive.
Yeah.
I would be petrified as heck to do that.
I know. It would have been fun to write, though. But oh, well. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Did they – now, are you sure you didn't get the job, or maybe that show got put on the back burner?
High dives occur on like 2 weeks from today, so okay. They probably have somebody.
No, that stinks.
Yeah. What are you going to do, though? What are you going to do?
I just called you Jerry.
Yeah.
So Jerry, listen, Gary.
And how about you? You're well.
I'm looking for a job too. They looking for a job. Gary's the hardest job you ever have.
It's true. And you got to make it a full time job.
That's right. And that might be my problem right now.
You're just kind of part time.
I've been putting my interests elsewhere. But Gary, since the last time we recorded,
oh yeah,
we were mentioned at the USA Today online.
So nice. In the Pop Candy column, the guy was
Matt Sebastian.
So kind to give us a
under the heading of Put These in Your Ears, the 8 Great Music Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my joke is there must not be 10. But he's got 8 of them, and we're the second one he listed, so I'm going to say we're number 2.
We're so good. This is a good podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I've been thinking, I want to start a beef with All Songs Considered, like, which is like usually like the number one music
right.
podcast, because it's so bad.
It's kind of the granddaddy.
It's horrible.
It is the granddaddy.
And we're so much better than them.
That's kind of the prairie home companion of music podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of, oh boy, it drives me up a wall, because it's just, oh, they're so smug, and they're just, oh.
Are they twee? Is that a word?
A little bit, but it's
Don't what do they like on there? Give me something that they like recently.
Well, they like really obscure things. Don't you hate
them? Oh, man. That must drive you crazy.
And really old things.
One guy plays
really old things. And then
at any time, do they use the phrase, I think this was a regional hit? Did they ever say that?
I don't know. But check it out and then come back and say, yes, Rotsall, you're right. We'll never leave you again. But you know what they don't do? What we do for you here, the service of, you know, a great way to discover new music these days. They don't play new songs on the radio, really. So you got to look
except at that Kesha.
Except that Kesha. Oh, that's good. You got to hear, you know, on the commercials or the movie previews or things like that. Have you seen that Windows 8 commercial, the Microsoft? You might – the one where you like have the password that goes like this where you
– Yeah.
You know,
not the one where the girl draws her family and then like Skypes with her dad and then prints it out.
I think that might be a different one. Well, let's see if it is. This is –
because that's a cool song too. It's a cover of something.
This is the one
I'm – How you like me now?
Oh, yeah. That and then there's that Express Yourself one.
Might even be a remix.
This is a different one. Go to about 45 seconds.
Oh, no. It's Express – you're right. It's Express Yourself.
Yeah. Express Yourself.
That's a good one. About 45 seconds in of this this one,
okay.
KB, and see if this rings any bells. See if you like it.
You and me at the edge of the world with a pretty secret smile for me to see. New bright whites and a cage full of lights and a naked little canopy to feed my
That group is called Kishy Bashy. So if you're looking for that song,
Kiss My Assy.
No, Kishy Bashy.
Now let me ask you something. You hear this song in the commercial.
Yeah.
Then what do you do? You Google the commercial.
I did a lot of legwork. It was all about shoe leather trying to find this thing. It was a lot of Googling and stuff. But
There is a website that keeps track of songs and ads.
I was going to say,
it wasn't on there. That was the first place I went.
Yeah. Instead of doing all that legwork, you'd be out there looking for a job.
That's probably true. But it's called Bright Whites, and it's actually available for free download on Amazon.
Oh, you can't beat that.
So you can get that.
See, Apple, you're not the only people who have cool taste in music.
And then one more piece of new business. It is, as we're recording this, late November, just on the cusp of December. So you're probably thinking, where the hell is a new Guided by Voices album? It's been like 4 months.
I know. What's going on with these people?
Heard one. Good news. There is a new one just out last week. It's called The Bears for Lunch. And this is a song.
Let's hear some.
Song there called Everywhere is Miles from Everywhere. Check this.
So when is this one coming out?
It came out November 13th or 16th.
So that's their third one this year.
In 11 months, they did what it took Boston 11 years to do, put out three albums.
Right, how long did it that's true. or Guns N' Roses, what, 28 years between albums?
Something like that.
Ridiculous.
So, and it kind of begs the question, like, well, could they have taken these 60 songs that they put out this year and maybe whittled down, you know, to the best 15 or so.
And made an amazing album.
Right. It's kind of besides the point. I mean,
because you can do that yourself as a fan now with, you know, burning your own CDs. If you don't like all the songs, you can.
Some people might say, hey, couldn't you guys have whittled down the 52 episodes this year and made one good podcast?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's,
are you saying, could we take all 52 and make one good one? No.
But what I'm saying is,
we'll never have a good one, is what I'm saying.
We would maybe we'd get 20 good minutes.
20 good minutes.
So,
but I was thinking about doing that as a little gift for the listeners. I would,
I'd do a
little winnowing and post that on the thing. I'm going
to
call
that.
I will listen to that.
That song sounded good.
It's really good. It might be the best of the three. I'm not sure.
But you know what? For me, I would rather, instead of waiting like 4 or 5 years between albums by my favorite bands, if they put out an album one a year and I liked 5 songs out of the 10 or 12, I would rather have that, I think, than wait 4 years for new music.
Than the long wait. Yeah. That could be. You might be right, but
you might only like one song if they did it that way, though.
Nah, that could be.
Because like, even bands that put out an album every 3 or 4 years, usually you don't like more than 4 or 5 songs.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way it is.
But
it's hard.
Don't you need that fallow period? Don't you need to be like not thinking about him for a little bit?
I see what you mean. So you're those guys. Man,
they need it, too. They need to recharge. And
not this guy
inspired.
To buy voices.
I know. Well, maybe they'll be, but then there was that long Dust Bowl period where there was nothing.
Guided by Voices is like when you see a family and they have 11 kids.
Right.
Like, don't you just want to, didn't you give your wife a break? Get off of her for a second?
Like the Duggars of rock.
Yeah, just take a break.
No, we love them all the same. They're all gifts from God equally.
Kind of, do you have more stuff? Because the sentiment here kind of leads into what our topic is a little bit today.
That is all my new business, so just be on the lookout for Class Clown Eats the Factory for Lunch with the Bears. That's going to be the title of my compilation when you can download off the Facebook page where you should like us. But that is, that concludes new business. Clack, clack, clack.
So we were talking a little bit, this kind of brings us into the show topic a little bit. You know, when, like Guided by Voices, you said they've released 60 songs in a year.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them aren't the best songs.
Right.
So our topic today is called speed bump songs.
Yes.
And these are songs on good albums or albums that you love. But when you get to that song, you just, no, that just brings the album to a halt. Right. And you probably push skip when you're in your car or whatever. Or for me, my speed bump songs weren't even loaded into my iTunes, so because I don't like them, so why would they even be in there? So I actually had to pull the CDs and load them in there for most of the ones that I have on my show today.
You are a hero.
I know. Are you saying, well, I think it's firemen, policemen, Pat Francis.
Guys who pull their CD collection out.
The veterans.
So that's it. So how many do you have? How many speed bump songs do you have?
I have as many as you need here. I have I could go 7, 8, something like that.
Okay, I have 8.
Okay, yeah, but I think
why don't you start?
I think you should definitely start.
Okay, I'll start first. And this is the one that really, to me, started me thinking about a topic like this. It's from if you ask people to name 3 bands, they name this band, mm-hmm. the Beatles.
Sure.
And this is from
if you ask someone to name 3 Beatles albums,
they name this album, yes. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and the song that just brings the whole thing to a halt for me. Let me look here a second before I say the song.
Is it Side 2 Cut 1?
Let me look. I have to look. Oh, the Beatles isn't under B. It's
what
under,
if it was like A Little Help from My Friends? Man, that's a real speed bump.
Oh, now that's I'm glad you said that, Matt, because these are songs that I think or Gary thinks are speed bumps.
Yeah, some people there, probably
there could
love
be
this
people,
song.
Yeah, there could be people that love these songs.
Oh, at the time, they must have. A lot of people who were like, oh,
but,
yes.
This one's on a CD, it's wedged between Benefit from Mr. Kite and When I'm 64, and right in the middle there, we get this speed bump clunker, Within You, Without You.
You really just need to center your chi, Pat.
I'm actually holding a full lotus position right now.
You gotta find your mantra.
Oh, into downward dog. Well, I can't stop tapping my foot, so you're just gonna have to shut that off right now.
You're very intolerant of experimental forays. That's my take on you.
Well, again, this is a true speed bump because you're cooking along, and you're dinging.
No question.
Yeah, so.
It's not something you really need to listen to.
No.
That it doesn't sound any less strange than it did the first time I heard
We haven't
gotten any used to it.
And that's a George Harrison song. And usually I love the George Harrison songs. This might be the only George Harrison Beatles song that I don't like. This might be the speed bump of their whole entire catalog.
It really is. Yeah. It is one of those big speed bumps.
It's a tough one.
Number nine.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Come on, that's the all-time ultimate speed bump.
Well, for me, there's a lot of speed bumps on the White Album, but this album, to me, only has the one.
Yeah.
Okay, Gary, you're up.
I'm about to throw a speed bump into the speed bumps here.
Uh-oh.
This show, the planning for this show gave me such anxiety. This is a topic you've been wanting to do since the very start.
And you have not wanted to do it because you just kept telling me, it's going to be a whole show of bad songs. I'm like, but that'll be fun.
But that's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
And I bought that, yeah. So, you know, but then I was thinking like, all right. And then I was up against the problem of that you were like, when I burned all my CDs in, like I had like 10 gigs of storage at the time.
Right,
so
right.
I'm like, cuts had to be made. So those were the first songs to go. And I didn't hang on to my CDs like you. I didn't plan for a rainy day. I'm a grasshopper. You're the ant here.
I have hard copies, Gary. That's what I call them. If you ever need to come purge my CD collection,
hard
feel free.
Copies.
Well, this is also weird because, Gary, I think your approach to this show is you want to expose people to new things that are great but unknown.
Right.
You can't do that with this.
Yeah.
You're going to expose people to shit they don't want to hear from bands they don't know.
Yeah. There's this great band you've never heard of. Here's their worst song.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I couldn't do that. So then I thought, well, I'll just go to classic albums and pick the worst song. But I don't have a beef with like The Girl Is Mine or it's just been phony.
Right.
So I was like, what can I do? I got to do something. So then I was thinking, once upon a time, see if you remember this. I tossed a topic out to you. I was kind of head up for it, but and you like gave it your level best, but you just couldn't find like enough to get through a whole show. So I said, okay, I'll just back pocket that and maybe like we'll find something we could pair it up with later. So with that in mind.
Sounds like you're about to break the rules.
I know. It's okay.
It's a curveball. But I wanted to do a show about songs that have something to do with the circus. So we're going to have the Speed Bump Circus. So it'll be two shows running at the same time. I'll do my circus songs. Pat will do his speed bump songs. And it'll be like that. So
you're actually chickening out on this topic. Is that what's happening?
Because I've never written a song. Who am I to say?
Oh, you know that. Man. Come on.
All right, well,
here we go.
Well, but this is all I have.
Well, see, we're not, you know, look, the Beatles have 1,000 songs. And we played one bad one.
We've played a lot of good ones.
Yeah, we played a lot of good ones. Yeah, well, it's fine. But let's just see how this works out.
I'll let you.
Okay.
What am I going to do?
This is
circus songs.
This is a group that's like really having a moment right now. They're really hot and hip. They're from Australia. They got their second album out. It's called Lonerism, and this is a song called Elephant. It's Tame Impala. Tame.
Oh no, this is John Lennon.
I think at the circus when the elephants have to do that trunk to tail thing,
yeah,
that's probably the most humiliating part of it.
Now, what is
that's
the
like
song
a human
called?
Centipede for elephants.
Human centipede.
What
for
was
elephants.
That song called?
It's called Elephant.
That song's called Elephant, and the group is
Tame Impala.
Yeah, you know what? The only thing I don't like about that is that production style.
Not enough distortion.
that production style for some reason doesn't always work for me because then I feel, why are they hiding the vocalist? Can the vocalist not
right.
do it?
That's, right. That's what you say about Black Keys, right?
Yeah, exactly. A little drenched in reverb for you.
It's a little like.
I know you didn't say it.
It's a choice.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. But the White Stripes did that a little bit too.
What are they hiding?
At times.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome to the Speed Bump Circus. I'm going to get us back on track with a preset topic. This is something artists do from time to time where they'll put a track on that's not really a song. It's more of an interlude. Uh-huh. And this is from John Cougar Mellencamp's multi-platinum selling album, maybe his biggest album, Scarecrow. And John says, you know what? Gonna let my grandmother sing a song.
Why not?
Track two, we speed bump it with Grandma's theme.
'Twas a dark, stormy night as a train rattled on. All the passengers had gone to bed. Except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head.
Knock her off the rocking chair.
Does that ever kick into another gear?
No,
this sounds like the first 20 seconds of a song that suddenly goes.
No, but I think this goes right into Small Town.
It's just kind of a cut rate version of Bruce Springsteen's Grandmother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay, you can stop it.
Oh wait.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to go into Small Town here.
I know, but at least they cleared up that problem they were having with the needle.
I know, to blow the dust out of it.
Well, I actually think he was having a problem with the needle, and that's why he put that on.
I love stuff like that. It really gives an album character. It makes it seem more like an experience or a thought out
there. Oh, Gary, you love everything.
I love everything.
Yeah, that's the one I would skip. But yeah, that's sandwiched between Rain on the Scarecrow and Small Town. We got to, well, it's Dark Stormy Night. So that's my speed bump. Okay, hey, if you don't like speed bumps... You probably love the circus.
You know what's very thrilling at the circus? The high wire act. I like to see somebody up on the tightrope there. And that's commemorated by a guy who was a real pioneer in hipster beards and guy liner. And I'm talking of Leon Russell from 1972 with Tightrope.
I'm up on the tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tight rope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and falling. Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see.
See? Love that. I can hear that.
What year is that?
1972.
Does he still sound like that? A little rougher, a little raspier.
Yeah, you know, decayed a little bit, but you know, he's still.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, he had an album with Elton John last year, I think.
Yeah. I didn't hear any of that album. I wonder, was that any good?
It was all right. He was on SNL.
It was all right. All right.
It wasn't bad.
Wanted to make sure. I heard that right.
Sorry. Any speed bumps?
I got a speed bump here. Now, this, I actually, when we did debut albums, I'm pretty sure I said that The Cars was one of my favorite debut albums of all time.
Flawless. And, not a bad track on the whole thing.
Until you have the 1-2-3 punch of Good Times Roll.
Yeah.
My Best Friend's Girl.
Sure.
Just What I Needed.
Right.
And then there is one song that I don't have in my iTunes. It's track 4. We go from those three powerhouse hits on a debut album right into I'm in Touch with Your World.
Oh.
I've never heard this.
Oh, yes.
You can tuck it on the inside. You can throw it on the floor. You can wave it on the outside.
It's like you took a bunch of toddlers and put them on the floor with instruments. And then Rick Ocasek came in and read poetry. I think one of the lines in this is, you're a flip fandango phony. I think we can all relate to that. Ooh, slide whistle. All right, I'm going to... speed. Speed bump. It was Johnny Carson through John Stewart through Jimmy Pardo.
Doing Jackie Gleason.
It's
Pat Francis doing Jimmy Pardo, doing Jackie, John Stewart, doing Johnny Carson, doing Jackie Gleason.
It's Pat Francis doing Garen Cockerell, doing Jimmy Pardo, doing, and that's a callback to yesterday's Never Not Funny. But so that was my other speed bump song.
See, that song you need, it's like, did you see that thing on 60 Minutes?
You think that's like a palate cleanser.
Right, just a breath catcher. Like on the, there was a thing about the ballet on 60 Minutes last week about, you know, like it just opens with like 20 minutes of leaping around and the guy just goes and passes out for like 5 minutes and lets the girls take over while he catches his breath. So, you know, but so sometimes you need that.
I know what you mean. Gary likes a palate cleanser. I like to push my skip button.
You need...
I guess you're more tolerant than me, Gary.
Well, I mean, since the skip button was invented in, what was that, 2003 or something, these songs have not... they haven't been a problem, really. Like, science has found a cure.
That's true.
But you know, we still need some of them. We need them like a circus needs a snake charmer. Did somebody mention charmer? Hey, let's hear the title track of that new Amy Mann album. That'll hit the spot right about now. Whole albums anymore, but I've gotten quite a few this year, like 10.
Oh, that's good.
And that's one I've listened to a lot, and that's a good one.
Are there really snake charmers at the circus?
Sure. At the sideshow, you know, maybe?
Maybe.
Probably.
I'll give it to you.
Those guys with the basket and the cobra?
I'll be this guy. I'll allow it.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, Matt, I want to flip the next two.
Oh,
I want to play the...
No.
They're both K bands, but I want to play the...
Okay.
The K band with the guys who like to wear the makeup. So in 1979, Gary, what was your first concert you ever saw?
Oh, I saw...
do you remember?
Barbara Mandrell at Great America.
Okay.
But then I saw the Rolling Stones.
That's great.
That was good.
Yeah. A lot of guys my age, and I thought, Gary, you might be in this group, but a lot of guys, a lot of comedians, too, that I talked to, their first concert ever was Kiss.
Wanted to see him so bad.
And I saw them in 1979 on the Dynasty Tour, where they were... They had the Dynasty album with I Was Made for Loving You. And to me, that's one of my favorite Kiss albums until... You get to track 4.
Oh.
and you get to hear the Peter Criss song. Now, Peter Criss sang Beth and Hard Luck Woman, so, you know, you had to have a Peter Criss song on it. So sure. When I looked at the album, I was like, oh, this song's Peter Criss song. It's going to be a great song. But this is not. This is called Dirty Living.
Mm.
I don't even know if this is the... Makes his living out on the street. I think he's a prostitute.
That's weird.
I don't even know if this is the band backing him up.
Ugh.
Turn it off. The only reason I didn't play his previous outing was on the album before this on Love Gun, which was Hooligan, which had the lyric, "I'm a hooligan. Won't go to school again."
That's right.
And the only reason I didn't play that is because that album has, for me, a couple of speed bumps. So I wanted to stick with just the one song that ruins...
Ruins Dynasty.
Ruins the flow of Dynasty for me. So that was mine. Ugh.
I've read some excerpts. He has a new biography out this year, Peter Criss.
I have that book. He's an idiot.
It looks delicious, is it?
I've just... Pardo read it, and he said he's a numbskull, I think is what Jimmy said. I have not got into it yet because I'm still into the Pete Townsend book. Right
oh,
now.
Right. Excellent. Anyway, from speed bumps over to the circus, let's check in with our correspondent.
You know what's funny, Gary? I'm driving. I'm trying to get to the parking lot at the circus.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of speed bumps there so that people slow down. There's kids, and I want to get a nice parking spot there.
Because
so.
I know why. You want to get in there and see the sword swallower.
I sure do.
This is...
I sure do want to see that.
From the great Loud Family debut album, Plants and Birds and Rocks and Things, it's Sword Swallower. Swallowing Swords. Nothing homoerotic about that.
No, there's not. Who's that band again, please?
They're called The Loud Family.
Love it.
Yeah, featuring Scott Miller, formerly of Game Theory.
Are there actual family members in that band?
There's no family members, but what I love about him, he puts in notes there that he knows he can't approach, but he tries it anyway. And that's why
He goes for it.
He goes for it. He's not scared. He's not scared by such a speed bump.
Okay, we got to do a 2012 wrap up soon.
I know it's coming up.
We got to end it out. We got to figure out who's good and who's not.
It's been a great year.
Matt, you might get involved in that a little bit too. Stuff that you like.
Sure.
He's texting. Don't bother.
I know he's.
You know what I'm doing? I'm trying to find that damn phone number.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we have a new Rock Solid hotline. But
yeah, I emailed you guys the number, and then like the space cadets you are,
I called it,
and then time has passed, and now it's buried in 10 tons of newer emails.
Well, I'll look for it. We have a Rock Solid hotline number. What do you remember? What was in the subject heading of that? Did you just write hotline number?
No, it was an email about like five different things. That's the problem. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Was the subject heading five different things?
No.
No?
Okay. I don't know what the subject
was. Trying to help.
Was the area code of the phone number 818?
I believe it was.
That could be something.
If you search your computer for an email from me that contains 818 in it, maybe that would help.
Let's try it.
My phone.
This will be good for listeners. Okay, I've entered it. I've pushed
right,
return.
Let's
okay,
play a
I'm
song
gonna,
while
I'm
you're
gonna, doing I'm that. Gonna. I'm gonna. Oh, wait. Let me see if I have it.
This was months ago now, by the way. Because when did we mention that on the show?
It was at least a month ago.
We talked about doing it, and then
was that last year?
It was
like September.
I want to skip that one yet again, and I want to go to the Q Band.
Okay.
This is from 1974. This is one of my favorite bands of all time. I've played them tons on here, and for me. This is only a speed bump, because it doesn't fit with the rest of the album for me. It's just so far left of field that it doesn't work for me. And this is Queen from Sheer Heart Attack, and this is called Bring Back That Leroy Brown.
Your bottom dollar bill, you're a playboy. Daddy cool with a $90 smile. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You took my money out of gratitude and you get right out of town. Yeti up, steady up, shoot him.
Hey, kids, let's put on a show in Freddy's garage.
There's a lot of Charleston-ing.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you bring that to the table and the band's like, oh, okay, Freddie.
That is some ragtime bullshit.
That is,
ragtime bullshit.
Right in the middle of a rocking good time, that gets laid upon me.
Was that the same year as Bad Bad Leroy Brown? Maybe it was like a...
Is that a response rap?
You know what? That's...
The real Leroy Brown.
Let me see. That's not bad.
Because, boy, that must have been quite a time to be named Leroy Brown.
I mean, you must have been super popular back then, right?
Exactly.
Let me see what year that is. You guys, just talk amongst yourselves.
Let's play a
73 was Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, so this was...
So a year later...
Wow.
They said... And was Leroy Brown a real person?
He's probably composite of several different badasses. Yeah,
a guy named Leroy and a guy named Brown.
Exactly.
All right.
Here's a song I bet you never heard, but I know you're going
to
love it.
Take Me to the Circus, Gary.
I'm taking you to the circus where you're going to see some clowns, of course. You recall the Everly Brothers, Kathy's clown, right?
You want to see some clowns, you just walk in the door of the studio right now.
Hey now. I'm a sad clown. This is a fella. He's nowadays is he makes his living as a novelist. His name is Wesley Stace. But back in the 80s and 90s, he was the promising singer-songwriter known as John Wesley Harding.
Ah, okay.
And this is his song called Kathy's New Clown. Check it out. Rock.
Sometimes when you get misty, well, I have to leave the room. Another accident statistic. While the big bass drum goes boom, there's an apocalypse now on Station Road. It'll snow. Your talk turns all of the upside down. You turned up my ticket into lost and found. And all I got was the current plan. Well, my Kathy's new plan.
That's kind of cool, huh?
I like that a lot.
Kind of is that Marshall Crenshaw thing you enjoy?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And I like, if there's a nuclear winter, at least it'll snow. Got to put the bright side on these things.
Now, Matt, we're back to me, and I'm going to skip that K-song again. As a matter of fact, we're not even playing that one.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's been demoted out of the show.
Because I want to close out strong. Mm-hmm. And I think that one is just okay as a speed bump.
Mm-hmm.
But and this next one, I'm cheating
so
a little.
So it's not bad enough?
Maybe not.
Is that what you're saying?
But
you could go over that at like 17 miles an hour.
Now, this is a weird speed bump because this is more of just crashes the whole album into the wall because right. This is the last song
right.
on Use Your Illusion 2.
Okay.
And this is Guns N' Roses.
Which already was full of filler and fat.
Well, I like those albums, but...
let's whittle it down again. It's well, just kind of like the Guided by Voices
I can go with
thing.
That. I can go with that. But this one really just... you hit a speed bump and you jump and then the car crashes and burns into a wall.
I honestly don't even remember this song.
Oh, you'll hate it. This is called My World.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Right. Axl Rose's rap.
Yep.
How many times have you hit every gosh cat can't show disfiguration? I wanna laugh myself to death with a misfire synapse with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath. You wanna talk to me?
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't fucking talk to me, Axl Rose. You're fucking up my album, Axl Rose. You wanna talk to me?
Don't play the whole thing. I don't want to get sued.
That's some of Slash's best work.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
Axel goes, you know what? The band's leaving. And Axel says, yeah, you know what? I gotta go to the bathroom, so I'll meet you guys in the studio tomorrow. And then he goes, let's lay down some shit.
Like, you guys got that drum mic?
You want to walk in the junk?
Yeah, that was embarrassing. God, I forgot about that. Oh, my God. That brings back memories.
Terrible.
Of bad times.
Did you catch any of their performance on the Bridge benefit this year that's been going around?
No. Did they play acoustic?
Yeah, I played acoustically.
How was it?
Welcome to the Jungle. Not good. Not good.
Yeah,
not
good. It's, yeah, it's
they've really reaped what they've sowed. They just seem like toxic, you know. Okay. But anyway.
Take that music to China.
Take it to China.
With your Chinese democracy.
Exactly. Boy, that was a speed bump. But
yeah, that's a crash and burn.
Anyway, meanwhile, over under the Big Top. thinking like
yeah, that's where everything's fun. There's no negativity there,
except for all the animal cruelty.
That's right. The
animal, or if a clown pretends they're going to throw a bucket of water in your face and it's confetti, but you're 3 years old and you start crying and you have to be taken out by your parents.
Let me tell you something amazing. This is the most amazing circus story ever. Can I interject?
Please.
This? Up on Topanga Canyon, like once, not once, like two or three times a year. One of those circuses will come into town and they'll just set it up. The Vargas Circus.
Yeah.
And the girls always want to go and it's always terrible.
Yes.
But so last year Pilar went and they watched the circus. She came home and go, how was it? She was awful. Everything about it is terrible.
Yes.
And then she's looking through her purse and she's like, oh no. I go, what? She goes, my wallet's not in my purse.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, what? She goes, I think I took it out to buy a $10 balloon. And she goes, I think I just set it next to me. Oh, my God. So I go head straight over there, but I can tell you, that's gone. And she went over and looked under the bleachers, and it was there.
Wow.
That was a circus miracle.
Yeah.
Because I thought, there's no way. First of all, the people that work there are going to take it.
Right.
And there's no lost and found at this traveling circus.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, sorry.
Their lives are lost and found.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you were going to say she had to, like, pay for another show.
Exactly, to go in.
Well, I could have. Yeah, I could have.
And then she got pulled into the
she
act.
She ended up joining the circus.
Then she had to put her head in a lion.
And look, her wallet was inside.
The magician pulled it out. Amazing.
That's
the circus miracle.
That is the best thing that's ever happened at a circus. That was great. That was a miracle. Yeah. Well, here's another miracle. You're thinking like, Gary's playing circus songs. How long until he gets to that track from the first December's EP, My Mother Was a Chinese Trapeze Artist? Well, I'm not going to play that, Smarty Pants. We're going to play the version from Colin Malloy's first band, Tarkio. My mother was a Chinese trapeze artist.
You're not even speaking English right now.
You need cliff notes for this song. Check it out. Check it out.
Can't wait.
This is awesome. Like a sea shanty rhythm. That's really good.
My mother was a Chinese trapeze artist. Pre-war Paris. Smuggling bombs for the underground. And she met my father at a fete in Aix-en-Provence. He was disguised as a Russian cadet, the employ of the Axis.
Now after that it gets a little complicated. That's a cool guitar sound though. But
sounds like Michael Stipe.
Oh yeah, kind of he does.
Are you sure some of these aren't speed bumps?
That might have been
a
speed
bump. Might qualify.
But where do you suppose a Chinese trapeze artist hides a bomb that she's smuggling for the resistance?
That's
what we need to find out.
Her pussy.
What?
Whoa, dirty songs, Matt Belknap.
He went there.
You asked me, so I guess.
All right.
Dirty.
What you got, Pat? What's your...
Well, I'm going to close it out with... even though I started with Within You, Without You, mm-hmm. I will put money on it that this is the worst speed bump song of all time.
Oh.
Because it is on a band... This is probably their biggest album ever.
Yes.
This is from The Police.
Uh-huh.
This is on Synchronicity.
Oh, I think I know where you're going.
And this song is unbelievable. It's the Andy Summers, the guitarist, writes and sings it. And Matt, wait till you hear a little thing called Mother.
Mother.
This is great. Wow.
Okay. It's got a certain something.
In a totally different world and a different band, that would have probably been okay.
I don't even know if you agree to that as a flip side bonus track. I mean, that is crazy stuff.
Yeah. That is insane.
Wow.
Well, the telephone is ringing. I got to agree. Anyone can sing it.
Yeah.
Pat, I have to say, I admire your courage for speeding headlong into the speed bump realm. I'm sorry I had chickened out on you.
That's okay.
Left you holding that bag. But thank you for indulging my circus whimsy. I'm going to skip over Wire X Lion Tamer because we heard a lot of Wire lately. But I want to go to a smooth jam from the 70s that I was obsessed with as a little kid. It's about a guy, he's so goddamn sad.
Let's hear it.
That he is like a sideshow attraction, and like people pay 50 cents to see like how depressed this guy is about the girl, and it had quite an impact on me that like sadness could be like a marketable thing. So maybe skip ahead to 127 for there's a group called Blue Magic, and the song is called Sideshow.
There's got to be no sadder show to see. Out about it, satisfaction's guaranteed. So let the sideshow begin. Hurry, hurry, step on in. Can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make it hard. Let the sideshow begin.
And that really sums up the circus, right?
Jeez.
Sadness.
Nothing wrong with that song.
That was nice.
The song was as depressing as the thing it was describing.
It's the saddest show in town. Wow. Well, I think we did it.
I think we got through it. We got a double topic show unplanned.
Yes.
Now, what if I could pull out a song that was both a speed bump and a circus? I don't know.
That would be amazing. Maybe you can think of one at home and edit it in.
Unless you... This is stretching a lot, but if you... If you're going to get something to eat at the circus, maybe some circuses might have a 5-piece chicken dinner.
Okay,
which is one of my favorite albums of all time, Paul's Boutique. Yes. Is an amazing work of art.
Yes,
and listen to this. Okay, it starts with "To All the Girls," which is almost not a song, but sure. It's a great entree into what you're about to experience. Mm. Then you got "Shake Your Rump,"
sure.
Johnny Ryle,
good.
"Eggman," "High awesome. Plains Drifter," "Sounds exactly. of Science," "3 Minute Rule," "Hey Ladies,"
yes,
this first single, and then it's like. You guys have been having it too good here. Why don't we, and if you're 16 years old or 14 years old, I think I was 14 when this came out, and you love rap, the last thing you ever want to hear on your favorite band's album
is
country music. It's not really a song, but I wanted to play that. And awesome. I also wanted to point out that this is also... I've challenged you, Pat, to come up with something like this.
All right.
The first Beastie Boys album, and I don't think a lot of people would disagree with me about this, License to Ill, the speed bump on License to Ill is the biggest song they ever had. Fight for Your Right is unequivocally the speed bump. It's a great rap album with this ridiculous rock song in the middle of it that's terrible. Can you think of another band whose biggest hit of all time was the speed bump on their album?
I can't think right off the top of my head, but I'm sure that has happened many times.
It kind of happens a lot, I think.
Yeah, I think it happens a lot.
Especially for those groups of like, just one good song on here. You know, like, they're like, you know, if you don't like the band.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, hardcore Van Halen people might say that Jump is a speed bump.
Right.
You know,
right.
Who knows?
Hmm.
Who the hell knows?
Well, fuck those people.
Because that's an awesome song.
So what you got to do is...
Did you find the phone number, by the way?
No.
Write a review on Facebook. Stay tuned for that phone number. Like us. Write a review on iTunes is what I meant to say. And like us on Facebook.
Yeah, you can even go to that USA Today thing. You can comment on that article. And say,
yeah,
you
do
can
that.
Say, man, you're 100% right on 7 of these. Matt, are you looking for a playout song?
I'm just going to play more of that. Because I kind of like
you
it.
You want to play My World or do you want to play Mother?
Yeah, let's play My World. That's a funny playout. Because it's terrible. And people can just turn it off as soon as we stop talking.
Yeah, if they haven't already.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, thanks for listening. Rock solid.
Mwah.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit and missed? Your Cascade shows disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a missed back, so that's with a big configuration.